Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership heard from the experts in the Blue Stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos. I'm president and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And I'm very excited about my guest today. Her name is Rachel Fierro. Welcome, Rachel.
Hello, hello.
Rachel is the real estate director for the Housing Channel. And today we're going to be talking everything about their new community in Arlington that's called Bel Air on Abram. And these units are affordable for you listeners out there that are looking to purchase for the first time. We're going to tell you all the details about it. And if you would like to join the conversation with some questions, Rachel, I'm sure, can answer all your questions. So the number to call in is 214-431-5062. So whatever question you may have about the community or about Housing Channel in general, don't hesitate to give us a call. So, Rachel, tell us, let's start by you telling me about your role at Housing Channel. What do you do for Housing Channel? And explain what Housing Channel is.
Okay, well, Housing Channel is a nonprofit organization that our mission is to revitalize neighborhoods. We partner with different cities to revitalize neighborhoods and provide affordable housing. We also have our counseling department that provides first-time homebuyers classes, foreclosure prevention, and other areas, budgeting and financing. And we also administrate the City of Arlington Down Payment Assistance Program, handled by Veronica. And then my role is the real estate department. So I took on this department a few years ago, and they brought me in as their in-house realtor to help find the properties to help the cities revitalize the neighborhoods and to provide more properties to the affordable community. And so I will look for properties for us to remodel or land for us to build homes on, and then in turn, you know, sell those homes. And so I'm always representing Housing Channel in that area of need, you know, for them to help, because the buyers were having a lot of hard time finding properties and inventory. There just wasn't enough out there. So we wanted to help put more inventory on the market.
Yeah. Now, Housing Channel used to be called
Tarrant County Housing Partnership.
Exactly.
And we've been around for 25 years, I think maybe 27 years now, gosh.
Yes, I was going to say the nonprofit has been around for a lot of years, and
yes,
you've helped a lot of families get into homes.
Yes.
Because not only do you revitalize and rehab the homes, you provide assistance for those homes. So there's a lot that Housing Channel does, but the topic today is the newest community they have. So we're going to be talking everything about Bel Air on Abrams. So let's start Rachel, by telling us where the location is, and
okay,
then we'll get into some detail.
Alrighty. Well, the location is on New York and Abram, south of Texas Life, so just a few minutes from there, a little west of the GM plant. There was some land right there that we found, and we were so excited to make this development there. So,
okay,
in Central Arlington.
All right. So the concept was there for a while. I think that you're the president of Housing Channel. Her name is Donna Van Ness.
Yes, Donna Van Ness, the president. She has had this passion and this dream of building a community for a very long time. Actually, she had tried to do it a few years back, mm-hmm, and it didn't get approved, and it didn't go through. And so last year, the city came back to us and said, we really want this community. We really want something done. And, it, you know, it's scary to take on such a big project.
Yeah.
And then us, you know, just being a nonprofit, But we were super excited about it. There was a tax market credit that assisted us, the banks that assisted us, and we all came together. And then when we found this piece of property right off of Abrams, it just was perfect. So everything was just starting to fall into place.
That's great.
Really excited about it. And Donna was super excited that she's now seeing her dream that she's had for many years come to pass.
That's great. And when we talk about the city, we're talking about Arlington, Texas.
City of Arlington, yes.
Yeah. And so so the city of the American dream is is what the tagline for the city is. And I'm glad that they saw a benefit in the community, and I'm glad that Housing Channel was able to get those credits. So that's really great. So the name Bel Air, it's close to GM.
Yes.
Is there a link in there about?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So, right. Since we were by the GM plant, and you know, she thought the first car that came out, let's name it after Bel Air, the community, mm-hmm. and just make it a little bit more nice, to bring something nice into the community, and just mm-hmm. Revitalizing it and uplifting it. They were doing the whole redoing the streets and everything in downtown, and mm-hmm. the Texas Live. So just, bringing everything up in that area. So we just thought the name Bel Air on Abram would be perfect. And then the second car that came out is the Chieftain. And so okay. our streets is Bel Air, and then the other street is Chieftain.
Oh, so. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. All right. So that's in the, so there's two streets in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And how many units total, do you know?
47 units that we're going to be building. There's going to be three phases. In the first phase, we are going to have 11 units that are almost ready. I mean, they'll be move-in ready early October, late October.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about phase one. Let's take it in phases so
okay.
we can keep this clear. So phase one has started construction?
Yes.
And how many units in phase one?
11. We have 11 units
11
in phase
units
one.
In mm-hmm. phase one, and they're almost complete.
Yes.
So tell us about phase one and the units in it. Is there square footage, the price range maybe?
The price ranges are going to be from $179.9 all the way up to $315. And
is that in all phases or just phase one?
Well, just phase one.
Okay.
And these prices are subject to increase after October 1st.
Okay.
Of course.
As all homes.
Yes.
As all
unfortunately, homes. The cost of construction and lumber and everything as it
yes.
goes up, unfortunately, prices have to go up too.
Mm-hmm.
So just a portion of our homes, in this first phase, we have five homes that are set aside. At the prices of $179.9.
Okay.
And those are our affordable townhomes where we have set them at a discounted price.
Okay.
So not only did we give a discount to to make them a little bit more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So Housing Channel is giving that discount up front on those okay. five homes.
Okay.
And then on top of that, those buyers will be needing to qualify and utilizing the City of Arlington Down Payment Assistance Program. And
mm-hmm.
they can receive up to $20,000 from the city for those particular homes that we've set aside.
Okay. So we'll go into detail about qualifications and down payment assistance and all that in a little bit in our next segment. So, okay. So that, you said how many units are at 170 or that are the affordable?
There's
with
a five, there's five of those.
Five of those.
Yes.
Okay,
so
great.
The rest will be at market price, and, the square footage for the other ones, the two bedrooms, two and a half bath, one car garage,
mm-hmm.
Can run anywhere from 1,300 to 1,500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And those prices vary between 210 to 235, just depending on the location, as they're closer to the market green or have additional parking, then they're, priced differently.
Yeah, so you mentioned the market green.
Yes.
So this community is just not the units themselves. It's a living community that has a homeowners association. It's going to be maintained. Tell me a little bit about the common areas.
Okay. The community is set up like townhomes that are for sale, not for rent, so that there's no confusion. Mm-hmm. And there is going to be a homeowners association that will be taking care of the exterior, the bricks, the roof, the maintenance, the yards. Not the yards, but the common areas. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a market green in the front with pavilions, garden area, a doggy park, and some a little bit of commercial. So all of that will be taken care of by the homeowners association, which is a very big benefit to the homeowners, because the homeowners insurance is going to be a whole lot cheaper since they only have to cover the inside of the unit.
Oh, okay.
So that's a huge discount and savings for the home, the buyers.
Okay. So these are considered townhomes.
Correct.
They're considered townhomes. Okay. All right. That is great information. So we are going to take a quick break, Rachel. And so when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about Bel Air at Abram. And if you have questions, the phone number again to call is 214-431-5062. Don't hesitate to give us a call. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. I got a fast car, most days it don't start, but that paint shines just like new. And I got dumb friends, the man I love him, there ain't a thing for me they wouldn't do. We always talk about how we'll get out, but really we're happy just hanging around. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. We got a mansion, it's made of apartments, and you can find me in 23A. We'll climb to the rooftop, forget what we don't got. Yeah, we wouldn't have it any other way. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamonds. Just hanging around. Money can buy you a kingdom of things, but you can't put a price tag on these diamond dreams. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. Like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. Oh.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, You're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership heard from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos, and I am hosting today, and my guest, my special guest, is Rachel Fierro, and she is the real estate director for the Housing Channel in Fort Worth. And we're talking about Bel Air on Abram, which is their newest community in Arlington, Texas. And we were talking about the phase one of the community. And Rachel, you were telling us, starting to tell us about square footage and everything. So tell us a little bit about, or tell us about the floor plans. What are you anticipating on those floor plans for that phase one?
So in phase one, the floor plans, the two bedrooms and 2.5 bath, there's in one car garage. So all the garages are rear entry. Okay. And there's one bedroom with a full bath downstairs along with the garage. And then the second floor is another bedroom, bathroom and a half along with an open concept kitchen area. And for the three bedrooms, there's going to be the third floor that has the third bedroom on the third floor with another bath, full bath. And some of them have two car garages and some of them just have the one car garage. And all the homes are going to be all brick exterior, the rear entry garages, all pre-wired for the security systems, security lights, the cultured marble for the vanities in the restrooms. Some have tile in the restrooms. Mm-hmm. And
those are standard features.
Yes,
those
yes, standard. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. We also are going to have a little built-in pet niche for the dogs to go along with the doggy park. So okay. We were so excited about the little area. So it's all really right. Cute. Uh-huh. And then we're going to have the upgrades that where they can get the granite or pick the colors and stuff like that. But that will be more for phase two, only because we already pre-selected and pre-ordered everything. For phase one.
Okay, so phase one, all the interior fixtures and everything has already been pre-ordered.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. So these are townhomes, and they're two story, three story.
Correct.
Townhomes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Very exciting. So if you have questions about this community, don't hesitate to give us a call. Area code 214-431-5062. If you have questions about the community. And we're also going to, I'm going to break for just a minute and not break, but tell our listening audience too that, you know, it's hard to find affordable housing. It's really, really hard. And when we're talking about $179,000 for a brand new build, then, you know, you want to pay attention because it's just an opportunity and not. And you don't have, these are not units that you have to qualify for any kind of assistance. I think you mentioned five units.
Right.
There are. But the rest of the units, there's no income limits, are
correct,
there?
Correct.
There's no income.
Just on the five that are set at $179,900, those five are set where they do have to qualify. Uh-huh. But the rest, the only thing that we ask for because of our status of being nonprofit is that they're owner-occupied. We don't, want investors just to come in to rent them out because we want to create home ownership.
Exactly.
So that's our biggest thing. But no income requirements, which a lot of times we do on our homes. And on this case, we're not going to.
And that's good. So there's a sense of home ownership when you live there. There's it's 100% owner occupied.
Correct.
All right. That's good to know. All right. So we were talking about the standard features, the standard features in these homes for phase one. And when it comes to phase two, then they can pick.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not going to wait to sell phase one out before you start phase two, correct?
No. As soon as they finish building phase one, they will start with pulling permits and getting phase two ready to start building there.
Yeah. And so the homeowner that, or the purchaser that that's interested can make their own choices when it comes to upgrades and things like that.
Yeah. And they can reserve a lot if there's a specific area or home that they want. Once we start the pre-sale process, then if somebody's not ready to purchase right now because they have a lease or what, they can reserve a lot for the future phases.
All right. Yes. All right. Very good. Very good. So, let's talk about the square footages. So let's go on. We talked about 1,300 to 1,500 square feet on the smaller units. And so what's the next, the mid range approximately?
The three bedrooms, are going to run between 1,900 to 2,100 square feet. And those are the three story homes.
Okay.
And some of those will be one car garage, and there will be some two car garages.
Okay. All right.
And those are the three bedrooms. The price ranges for those are $295 to $315. And at this time on this first phase, we're only going to have three of those, of the three bedrooms. The rest are all going to be two bedrooms.
Okay. All right. So very nice. And okay. So then the when do you anticipate finishing up? Well, you're going to start phase two around October.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's when you'll be pulling permits and that kind of thing.
For the next phase, yes.
Yeah. So yes. Actually, anybody that's interested could contact you now to be able to start on phase two if they want to make choices and reserve a lot and things like that.
That's correct.
So you're not restricting that at all.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. And if anyone is interested, the best thing to do is to sign up on our website, belaironabram.com, so that they can get more information as it's being released.
Okay. So again, it's
belaironabram.com.
Okay. And that I was misspelling that earlier. So it's B-E-L-A-I-R on.
O-N-A-B-R-A-M.com.
Okay.
I kept adding the S too on Abrams.
I was adding the S on Abrams and then adding an E on Bel Air on the air. Yeah. I don't know why I thought the car was Bel Air with an E at the end. But anyway, okay, good. Very good information. So we talked about square footage. We talked about the price range approximately, because that is subject to change. And we've talked about the website of where they can go and sign up. So when they sign up, they're going to automatically be put on some kind of list to get more information?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, so right away they'll get a response with the generic information that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have not published any marketing materials as of yet, except for flyers that we have posted at different events. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I get the market material that can be blasted out, then everyone that has signed up will get that flyer e-blasted to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then within the next couple of weeks, we will start opening up the call center, so that way we can call everybody to see what their interest is and if they're ready to start the pre-qualification process and to start the pre-selling of the first phase.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the financing. I think there's some approved lenders already on your list that they can call. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back shortly. If you have a question, don't hesitate to call us 214-431-5062. Catch you on the other side of the break.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control, 'cause every time that she gets close, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go
crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, oh, oh. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Mind and we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership heard from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos. I'm president and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And on the show today with me today is Rachel Fierro. She's the real estate director for the Housing Channel, a nonprofit in Fort Worth. And we're talking about Bel Air on Abram, which is the newest community that they have. And we're excited because it's here in Arlington,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's close to GM, the GM plant. On Abram. And so we've talked, if you're just joining us, you missed out on a lot. So let's just, we're going to briefly go over the community in case you just joined us. But the community is a total of how many units, Rachel?
47 units.
47 units.
Yes, in total.
Uh-huh. And it's got a lot of amenities that go with it. It's own little neighborhood, right?
Correct, yes.
So tell us about the amenities that the homeowners will have in the community.
Well, we have a little commercial front, which Donna's vision is to kind of bring the community together, mm-hmm. to have a little bit of activities. We're going to have a little, I think I mentioned it earlier, but
no,
we're going to have
like
a little pavilion area,
okay.
A little garden area, butterfly garden area,
okay.
Doggy park. And so like her vision is to maybe bring in some food trucks, once a month or something like that to have activities and things going on. And the commercial building, she wants, startup companies. She's working with some other nonprofit organizations that might be coming in and joining us to do some startup companies and different things for that front area. So we're also very excited about that coming in the future. And but for the homeowners association, it's going to cover, you know, the exterior and the garden, the maintenance, so they don't have to worry about the outside.
Okay, wonderful. It sounds like a beautiful community coming to Arlington. So you've already started, the Housing Channel has already started construction, and so that on phase one, and phase two will start in October. But tell me about the tour that you're planning in September.
So in September, we had an idea to invite some of the potential buyers that are interested in the community to come out and do a hard hat tour is what we're calling it. And okay. So all the buyers that are interested in purchasing or wanting to look into the homes, they can sign up on Bel Air on abram.com, and you'll get more information and a special invite there. And but we just wanted to walk through with the builder or a couple of the builders. They're going to be there and doing some tours with us and explaining behind the walls, behind the scenes with the buyers to give them the scoop of the inside, you know, how it's being constructed and how it's being built, what's being used, and the firewalls. That's always a big question, that what is in between the two units.
Mm-hmm. And the energy efficiency.
Yes, yes. So we're really excited that the builders are going to do that with us.
All right. Okay, so if you sign up on the website, then you'll receive an invitation for
correct.
That tour
yes.
that's happening
yes.
in September, which is
right around the corner.
Right around the corner. All right. Very good. So when before we took a break, we talked about the lenders. So there's participating lenders that you all have made contact with, that the Housing Channel has made contact with to offer even additional assistance. We talked about the affordable part of it and the qualifications for the assistance, but then there's participating lenders that are offering even more of an incentive.
Yes.
And that's up, did you say it was up to 15,000?
Up to, actually it's up to 35,000.
Wow.
I mean, if you really think about it, the market price, the market price is about 200. Mm-hmm. for these homes, and we're mm-hmm. pricing them at 180. So they get that discount. And then mm-hmm. they get the 20,000 up to 20,000 from the city of Arlington. Okay. And then we have other programs that you can layer that gives right. up to 15,000. So okay. the buyers potentially can get 35,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there's some requirements and their own fund and their own investments that they will have to put in, but it's minimum compared. So they're going to have very affordable house payments.
Yeah. And there's a particular lender that you'll have on your website that offers an additional.
Yes. We have another lender that they are offering $7,500 in-house on top of everything that we're offering.
Wow.
And that particular lender, there's no specific requirements on income-wise mm-hmm. since our property is already in a low to moderate income census tract area. So okay. all the buyers can automatically qualify for that $7,500 to go towards closing cost using the particular lenders. And then, there's always other state and county programs or other lenders in-house programs. So there's lots of different options.
Yeah. So listeners, if you're getting confused with all the numbers, all you have to do is sign up on their website,
yes.
belaironabram.com, and get informed. They will put you on that mailing list and you'll get updates as to what's going on and eventually make an appointment to speak to someone to see if you qualify for the assistance programs and so forth. So, and to reserve your unit.
Yes.
All right.
So, we will have a model home that we will be opening in October. So we will have a model home at the location.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have that open up so that everybody can come join us there and also work on the qualifications and everything there too.
Okay. So tell us about the model. Do you know yet which one it's going to be?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember the actual address, but it's going to be right in the front. It's going to be the one that is three bedrooms. Three bedrooms, three bath. And that one is going to be priced about $295. Okay. And so that's where, you know, I'll be sitting. I don't have the addresses on me yet.
No, that's understandable. So you'll be kind of officing there or
yes, I mean, between me, mm-hmm. another realtor that we have in house, and my assistant, okay. Future assistant. So, and then if there's ever any space, we'll always invite other realtors if they want to help with open houses and to sell them as well.
Okay. All right. Well, that is great, great information. So we are getting close to our next break, Rachel, and we've talked about the floor plans. We've talked about square footage. Of course, all this is on your website on belaironabram.com. And we've talked price ranges. We've talked construction has started, and phase two will be starting in October.
Yes.
And if you want to get in on phase two, listeners, then you get the opportunity of choosing colors, choosing materials and fixtures and all of that, any upgrades that you want, since phase one's already started. And participating lenders will be on your website and all of that information. So it's a lot that's happening quickly, right, Rachel?
Yes.
I
can't believe it's right around the corner and about done.
Yes, and this is years of in the planning, and now it's coming to fruition. So yes. You are. I'm sure the entire,
yes.
Everybody's excited about that. And, of course, this is just one of the many projects that Housing Channel has done in the past years. And I'm proud to have been part of the other projects, being a real estate agent myself. So we're going to take a break. Before we take a break, I want to talk to you listeners about a special event that we at the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association are having together with the Dallas Wings, the women's NBA. It's called Noche Latina, and we've mentioned it before, but we're really excited. It's happening this Saturday. This Saturday at, it's called the College Park Center, where the Dallas Wings play their basketball games at 600 South Center Street in Arlington. And I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm saying that if you want free tickets, you've got them. So email us at rebashow@rebaconnect.org, and we'll get you some tickets to that game if you want. It's Noche Latina. There's a lot going to happen. There's going to be mariachi. There's going to be games, food, face painting, bring the kids along, and what else? Balloon artists. It's going to be a great big event there in the plaza. Now, that starts at 5 o'clock. The game itself starts at 7. So you'll have free tickets to the game if you and of course, all that happens before that in the plaza. So email us, rebashow@rebaconnect.org, and you've got some free tickets for that. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up all the information about Bel Air on Abram. Stay tuned.
I've been stuck in motion, moving too fast, trying to catch a moment, but it slips through my hands. All I see are long
programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. We are here. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, here on our weekly Reba Show. And with me today is Rachel Fierro. Rachel is the real estate director for the Housing Channel. And we have been talking about Bel Air on Abram, which is the newest community that Housing Channel has is working on. And before we end our program, Rachel, let's talk more about the Housing Channel, because I've known about Housing Channel, or before that, Tarrant County Housing Partnership, for 15 years at least. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And so have you.
Yes.
And so I always tell your president, Donna Venice, that Housing Channel is the best kept secret.
Yes.
In Tarrant County.
That is very true.
They are the most helpful organization, nonprofit, for a first time home buyer. And, you know, it's a secret. So let's tell everyone, listening audience, if you have not heard of the Housing Channel, you are missing out, because they have so many programs that will help you. You are not ready to, or let's say you're telling yourself, I'm not sure if I qualify. I'm not sure if my credit is good enough. I'm not sure if my income is enough. All those questions that you say to yourself, these people at the Housing Channel have the answers for you. And it's all free.
Yes.
Right, Rachel?
Keyword, yes.
Nonprofit means no charge, basically. And so we, the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, is also a nonprofit. So we bring this information to you free of charge. We're funded to bring you this radio show, where we educate and serve with information. But the Housing Channel is federally funded. You're funded with grants that help you help the community.
Yes,
right. And so, if you have not taken advantage of the services that this nonprofit offers, then do so, because they are here today because we believe in their services to you as a future purchaser of your own home, where I know some of you are still renting. I know that you're listening to this show because you are looking for a way out of your rental unit. And so this is an opportunity for you to get free advice, a free consultation of where you are today, plus, right, Rachel, a roadmap to get you,
yes,
where you need to be.
Yes.
And with no judgment, no, you know, we all make mistakes when it comes to our finances,
right,
along the,
yes,
way in our lives. So this is a way for you to get that information and that guidance that you need. So tell us how to contact your company, phone number, website, your nonprofit, Rachel.
The website is housingchannel.org. All the information is there. You can sign up for the classes. You can schedule appointments with the counselors. We have the classes in Spanish and English. You can also find us on Facebook, housingchannel.org. Our office phone number is 817-924-5091. And call us, schedule an appointment. We also have classes for the realtors and the lenders to come learn more about us. And, you know, to talk about a couple of the things that you just hit on, one of the things, we're not just federally funded. We do apply for federal grants or different, mm-hmm, grants that different banks people provide, but a lot of it we're self-funded. I mean, we have to raise the money as in certain areas or some ways because the grants don't cover everything. Okay. So there's a lot of different moving parts with our organization. And
But that's a testament that you've been around for 25 years because you're doing something right.
Exactly, yeah.
And with having to depend on funding, whether you're self-funding or whether you're funding with grants, that has a lot. That's really thing that you guys do. And a lot of people don't know that you exist. And
that's what I get a lot of. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of realtors don't know about us. Lenders don't know about us. Buyers don't know about us. And so we're starting to get more out there. And that's the reason why we changed the name Tarrant County Housing Partnership to Housing Channel. Because we didn't want anyone to think that we were just in Tarrant County. Because we cover different areas of the Metroplex. And we wanted to be the channel that everyone comes to us for the assistance to become that homeowner. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that every day say, oh, there's no way I can own a home. I can't even dream about that. That's way in my future, and it's not even obtainable. And the minute I sit down with them and start talking to them, or the counselors are start working with them, and then in 2 months they're owning a house, they're just mind blown because they didn't even think they could be there. And our counselors see anywhere between 50 to 100 people a month with our classes that we have available. And
that's because you're not even well known. You're already
exactly.
You're doing 50 and 100. But that's great, Rachel. Thank you so much for taking time from your busy day to be here with us today and share this information. BelairOnAbram.com. Go to the website, sign up to get updates. And we've been streaming live on Facebook. You can see a replay of the video on the Reba Show Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel. And this episode is also available on podcast. And Rachel, you even shared it on Facebook to the Housing Channel Facebook page. So we're here to help. We're so glad you're here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
And so if you listeners have any questions, you know, housingchannel.org.
Yes.
And RebaShow@RebaConnect.org. So we're here to help. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you so much.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.